وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. وجزاكم الله خيرا for the wonderful du'as. الحمد لله. Allah bless all our listeners. السلام عليكم to you our listeners. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us for his deen. الحمد لله. We were discussing the best of people, the Anbiya alayhim as-salam, those that Allah has chosen. Allah selected them. Allah handpicked them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose them. اجتبيناهم وهديناهم إلى صراط المستقيم. Allah says we selected them. And ijtiba is to select and to choose. And it also means a lofty ground. So Allah selected them for a lofty work. And that is to guide mankind. And وَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ, Allah says we guided them. Allah guided Anbiya alayhimus salam. Allah kept them on hidayah. Allah protected them. And now sadly, they have been defamed by some previous scriptures and Allah defends them through the Quran Kareem. Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam, who we were discussing in chapter 17, verse 20 of the Bible, which is in Genesis. So Genesis 17:20, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this chapter, as for Ismail, I have heard you. So Allah is speaking to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam and Hazrat Hajar radiallahu anha alayhi salam. As for Ismail, I have heard you. Behold, I have blessed him and I will make him fruitful and multiply him greatly. So here we learn the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Yes, then the verses also show the greatness of Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam, and we do not deny that. That's why we will discuss that also. Alhamdulillah. We love Hazrat Ishaq alayhim as-salam, Hazrat Yaqub alayhim as-salam, Hazrat Yusuf alayhim as-salam, and all the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam. We even love Hazrat Isa alayhi as-salam. So they have great honor. But the son who was sacrificed for Allah by Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi as-salam, the Quran Kareem refers to him as Halim. فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ Halim. This is in Surah As-Saffat, verses 101. We gave him glad tidings of a forbearance son. And interestingly, wherever the Quran speaks of Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam, the Quran speaks of a very intelligent boy. فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ عَلِيمٍ. And Halim and being sacrificed goes hand in hand. Subhanallah, his father takes him and his father says, alayhi salam, this is what Allah has told me to do. The son responds, Father, do what Allah has commanded you to do. Insha'Allah, with the help of Allah, you will find me from the patient. So the Quran Kareem is clear. After this entire event of the sacrifice, then Allah speaks of Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salatu wassalam. So after the event relating to the sacrifice, Allah says in verses 112, وَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِإِسْحَاقَ نَبِيًّا مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. We gave him good tidings of Ishaq alayhi salam as a great Nabi from the righteous. This clearly shows that this is another event, and the event of sacrifice happened to other than Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salatu wassalam. When it's clear in Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 and 2 and so forth, after these things, God had tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, here I am. He said, take your son, your only son. And then the verse says, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering upon one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. It's clear that Ishaq alayhi salam's name has been added here because it says his only son. And earlier, as we've discussed, Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam was the only son and not Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salatu wassalam. And it's also unanimous that the sacrifice took place in Mina. And Mina is in Makkah Mukarramah. And that's the land of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam and the offspring of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the glad tidings of Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam, that glad tiding was coupled with Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam. So there wouldn't be a test in telling him that now your child Ishaq will be given and thereafter Yaqub alayhi salam will be granted to you as a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then later on Allah says, now sacrifice Ishaq alayhi salam. That wouldn't be a test because Ishaq alayhi salam is given glad tidings of, coupled, simultaneous with Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam, his son. Abdullah bin Sa'id عن الصنابح, he says that we were sitting by Hazrat Muawiyah bin Abi Sufyan radiallahu anhuma, and they were discussing who was sacrificed for Allah. Hazrat Dhabih, who was Dhabih? Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam or Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam? So this person said, "Ala al-khabiri saqattum." You've come to a very wise person, especially concerning this topic. And who's saying this? Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. And Hazrat Muawiyah responded that we were by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kunna inda Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And a man came and said, "Oh Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, help me through what Allah has given you. Ud alayya mimma afa Allahu alayk. Yabna al-dhabihain. O the son of the two individuals who was sacrificed for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled brimmingly in acknowledgement. فَضَحِكَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. So then we asked Amir al-Mu'mineen. Who's Amir al-Mu'mineen? Hazrat Muawiyah رضي الله عنه. This is reported by Allama Ibn Kathir رحمه الله in his Ibn Kathir volume 4 page 13. وَمَا الذَّبِيحَان. Who are the two individuals sacrificed for Allah? Because we know one, and the other is, he said, Abdul Muttalib, when he was commanded to dig for Zamzam, he made a vow that, "Ya Allah, if you make it easy for me and you grant me many children, 10, I will sacrifice one for you." And years later, when he was reminded of this, and he then casted lots, the name of Abdullah came out. And historically, he was about to sacrifice Abdullah. And what Abdullah? And what happened then was, he was then told to sacrifice 100 camels instead. But Abdullah was about to be sacrificed. So that's how Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam is the one and Hazrat Abdullah is the other. And that is how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam is the son of the two sacrificed ones for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Quran Kareem mentions, so it's clear that this one who was sacrificed for Allah is Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam. The Quran Kareem mentions Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam 12 times. And interestingly, he had 12 sons. And the Bible also mentions his 12 sons by name. And so the Quran Kareem also mentions him 12 times with great honor and respect. Among the mentions of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam is going to build the Kaaba Sharif with his father, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Reports mention Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam went on many occasions to visit Makkah Mukarramah, visit his family. Anyway, on one occasion he goes to Makkah Mukarramah looking for Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam. He finds him under a lofty tree preparing arrows near the Zamzam. When Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam sees his father coming down the mountain, he dusts himself and rushes to welcome his father, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Amazing is the love between father and son. Subhanallah. How amazing is that love? Wherever the Quran Kareem speaks of father and son, amazing love Quran depicts. Subhanallah. A son addresses father with, "Ya Abati," beloved, revered father. Father addresses son, "Ya Bunayya," my beloved son, beloved child. A long time had gone by. Anyway, they greet each other and they elated with each other and they go to a certain place, a certain hill, a certain akama. And subhanallah, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam says that Allah has commanded me to construct his bait here, the Kaaba here. And subhanallah, Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam was so submissive and obedient to his father. And subhanallah, they went and they constructed and they built the Kaaba Sharif. And as they were building, they were shown, وَإِذْ بَوَّأْنَا لِإِبْرَاهِيمَ مَكَانَ الْبَيْتِ. And Allah Ta'ala says, we showed and clarified for Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam and raised for him the origin of the Kaaba Sharif. He was told where to build from and he was given the foundation from where to start. So it seems that it was built before that historically, and then it was raised during Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam's time, at the time of the deluge, the flood. And now Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam is honored with this task of reconstructing the Kaaba Sharifa. And now he's building the Kaaba with his son Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam. And Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam is doing all the labor, bringing the rocks, bringing the bricks, bringing what is needed. And Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam, imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them such an honorable task of building the Kaaba. Subhanallah. Serving is not something low or humble. It's a noble task to serve Allah's deen. Even to physically serve is special.
to physically participate. Imagine, even keeping the masjid clean was Allah's command to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhim salam. So how amazing is to serve the masajid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. رَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, among those who will be shaded under Allah's throne on Judgment Day are those whose hearts are connected to the masajid. Anyway, the two of them are constructing the Kaaba and then they doing this task with such passion, with such love. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا The Qur'an al-Kareem quotes them, mentions about them in the many places, but among that, Surah Al-Baqarah. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا And interestingly, Surah Baqarah was revealed in the early Medinan stage. And the Jewish community were in Medina Munawwara. And the Sahaba used to make them hear the Qur'an Kareem, because the Qur'an Kareem is for the whole world. And that's why the whole discussion of the Kaaba comes there, and Muslims facing Baytul Maqdis. That was also to show the Jewish community that this Nabi of Allah came with the same mission of all the Anbiya alayhimus salam. That's why he's facing Baytul Maqdis. For the first 16 months, Muslims were facing Baytul Maqdis. Subhanallah. Even when Hazrat Al-Bara ibn Ma'rur radiyallahu anhu met Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Makkah Mukarramah during the Hajj time, when the Arabs came for Hajj, he went to meet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he sought permission to face Qibla, Kaaba. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refused and said, we are facing a Qibla already. We have to bear patience and follow and direct ourselves where Allah wants us to direct ourselves. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا Otherwise, they wanted to face Kaaba. That's why later on, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated to Medina Munawwara, he asked for Hazrat Bara bin Ma'rur. But he was told that Hazrat Bara passed on. And he faced the Qibla you told him to face, Baytul Maqdis. But on his departure bed, as he was leaving this world, his bikuth and will was that he should be faced and buried facing the Qibla of Makkah Mukarramah, the Kaaba. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam approved the Sahabi's request. And from then onward, from Hazrat Bishr bin Bara bin Ma'rur, Muslims were then buried facing the Qibla. But they were still facing Baytul Maqdis for the next 16 months during the Medinan stage. But then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command came, they were elated. This is also in Surah Baqarah, right in the center of Surah Baqarah, early second juz of the Qur'an al-Kareem. Anyway, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam is constructing the Kaaba. And Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ Oh, our Rabb, accept from us. تَقَبَّلْ, Ya Allah. Through thy grace and mercy, even though we don't deserve. Now obviously they are so of such of high category and level before Allah, but this is their humility. Accept it through your grace and mercy, not because we deserve. Please accept it. رَبَّنَا وَجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا Oh Allah, make us both مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ submissive to you, total submission to you, and of our offspring. SubhanAllah. They are asking Allah to be true Muslims. And they are the most true of all Muslims. Submitters to Allah. And our offspring. And ummah that will submit to your will and your command. That's why, interestingly, when you show the Christians and the Jewish community from the Bible as well, the Bible also mentions Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam's progeny will bear the fruit and will uphold the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is this fruit? They will uphold Allah's command. Oh Allah, our offspring should submit to you. And then they ask Allah to show them the rites of Hajj and pilgrimage. وَأَدِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلُ And interestingly, Allah ta'ala mentions in Al-Baqarah, and remember when Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was raising the foundation of the Kaaba. وَإِذْ يَرُفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ When Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, and remember Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam constructing the Kaaba. And then Allah says, at the end of the verse, وَإِسْمَاعِيلُ And Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam. Now interestingly, the Qur'an al-Kareem says, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was constructing the Kaaba, building the Kaaba from the foundation, and Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam as well. He's also added to that because he was building with his father. But interestingly, the Qur'an al-Kareem mentions the father first. And this is the importance of respect to our seniors, our elders, our fathers. Subhanallah. Hear the verse. The verse doesn't say, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ وَإِسْمَاعِيلُ وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ رَبَّنَا وَاجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم.
And interestingly, the sons of Hazrat Ismail alayhi wasalam are also mentioned, and amongst them Nabayuth, Nabit, and Qidar, and Adbail, and Mibsham, and Mishma, and Duma, and Massa, and Hadar, and Tema, and Jetur, Nabash, and Kedman. But very famous of them is Nabit, or some pronounce him as Nabayut, Nabit, and the other is Qaydar. They are frequently mentioned in the Bible, and historians mention them quite a bit, Arab historians as well. So interestingly, this being the son of Hazrat Ismail alayhi wasalam, Qaydar, even in Isaiah 42, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Hazrat Sha'ya alayhi wasalam, and Allama ibn Kathir rahimahullah brings this lengthy report in Surah Al-Ahzab under the verse, Ya ayyuhan nabiyu inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashshiran wa nadhira. Under this verse, Allah says to this Nabi of Allah, tell your people, the Bani Israel, about the final Nabi of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And those verses from the previous scripture describe Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with such detail. Now, Isaiah 42 is a translation of that verse that Allama ibn Kathir quotes in Arabic, but the English of it is in the Bible. But interestingly, wherever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name was mentioned, they removed the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but the attributes are clear. His walk, his way, his politeness, the way he spoke to people, and the way he dressed, and the way his ummah would raise their voices in the horizon with the adhan, and also how he would take deen to the Gentiles and the ignorant and to one and all. And also it's mentioned clearly about the children of Qaydar. So that are clear proofs. Qaydar is the offspring of Hazrat Ismail alayhi wasalam. So no matter how much they try and hide the truth, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exposes it for all those looking for the truth. Unless someone doesn't want to see the truth and wants to remain ignorant, then that's the choice Allah gives people. But the truth is available to be seen, and you and I as the Muslim Ummah have to share the truth with humanity. Allah ta'ala also mentions Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam with many of his qualities, like in Surah Maryam verses 54, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِسْمَاعِيلِ. And remember and mention in the book Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam. إِنَّهُ كَانَ صَادِقَ الْوَعَدِ. And remember, he was a man who fulfilled his promise. He was a loyal, honest man. Subhanallah. This is the forefather of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Honesty and integrity. وَكَانَ رَسُولًا نَبِيًّا. Allah mentions he was a Rasul also, he was a Nabi also. And he would advocate to his people. وَكَانَ يَأْمُرُ أَهْلَهُ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ. His community, his nation. Salah and zakat. وَكَانَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ مَرُضِيًّا. And to his Lord, he was most pleasing. And he was most pleased. Allah Ta'ala is happy with him. He's happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So interestingly, this verse highlights his honesty and integrity, truthfulness. صادق الوعد. This is the forefather of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imagine you and I should learn from here. When we give someone our word, we should make sure we fulfill. We have to be there. We have to fulfill our promise. We gave a man our word. Someone can pay you 10 times more. You gave your word. Implement for Allah's sake. You said you'll be there. Aspire to be there. Unless there was some unforeseen circumstances. Otherwise it is not fair. The Quran Kareem highlights the quality of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is a great sunnah of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And it is so important and ethical. It's reported in the tafsir that Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam also had an agreement with a man that we will meet at this place. And the man didn't come.
And Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam waited for him there for 3 days. So probably he came there every day at that time for 3 days. Another report even mentions a longer period. He kept on going there up to the end of the year. And finally, when he saw the person, he said, you know, we were supposed to meet here. And that man just forgot. But what taklif you caused to another person. You said we'll be there, we'll meet at this place. That's why it's very important that when we have a time to go somewhere, to be somewhere, let's make sure we are there on time and we fulfill the duties of people, the rights of people and our duties. A similar event happened in the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he had an agreement to meet someone at a certain place, and that man didn't come for 3 days. Subhanallah. Anyway, that was the amazing life of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. He passed away at the age of 136. And subhanallah, his descendants were spread all over Hijaz, Syria, Palestine, Iraq. Genesis mentions that his grave is in Palestine, but our history shows that himself and his mother, Hazrat Hajar radiallahu anha, are buried within the Haram area by the Hatim. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil ummiyya bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.